It's the hear me out trend on PXY Mornings. If you haven't seen this trend before, basically the idea behind it, if I'm saying it right, is to share celebrities or characters that you're attracted to who maybe by societal standards, you probably shouldn't talk about it because it's a little creepy.
Yeah. Like a little bit of a bestiality moment, a little bit of a, you know, I don't know if you can have sexual thoughts about this, like, fictional cartoon character.
Yeah, but you want to choose silly things like animated characters, mm-hmm. and super niche references.
So this has been all over my TikTok For You page, and a lot of people have this hear me out trend, and most people do it with like cakes, and they have their characters on sticks, and they put it in, and they explain. It's actually pretty funny. And I thought, what better way to participate in this trend than to do it on PXY Mornings, not just with us, but with our listeners as well. So if you have somebody who you have for the hear me out trend, fictional character, or it can be like an actual human, yeah. but it's mostly their character that you find attracted to in some way, shape, or form, let us know. 585-252-9800.
All right, you do one, I'll do one, and vice versa. You got a top five, I got a top five, go for it.
Okay, so mine is a little unhinged because a lot of them are guys, but like, I don't care. It's my hear me out trend. I'm going to do it how I want. So, hear me out. Olaf can get it.
Olaf?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Olaf.
Olaf, okay. I just love, and I don't know if Olaf is a man or a woman. It's not specified. But they are just, if you can be funny and silly with me, we're going to get along and we're probably going to fall in love.
Say who Olaf is.
Olaf is the snowman from Frozen, for those of you who don't know. And he's just a goon. He's very funny. He's always down to break out into a musical number. I'm obsessed, and I love him. So hear me out. Olaf is my first one.
All right. We'll put you down for Olaf. Mine is going to be Amy Jo Johnson, the Pink Ranger from the Power Rangers.
Ooh.
Are you kidding me?
Classic.
Yeah, you can morph into a pterodactyl any day of the week, baby. That costume as a 14-year-old boy watching this.
There's a lot to see.
It is morphin' time, is it not? Put me down for the Pink Ranger.
Wow. All right, Pink Ranger. Big Power Ranger.
Oh, my
huge
God.
Huge Power Ranger guy.
Those spandex that they were wearing back
very
in 1994?
Tight. Very tight.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one. I really hope there's not a generational gap in this, but we'll figure out here. My next one, which is kind of, maybe it was my gay awakening. We don't know.
Okay.
Lizzie McGuire, but the cartoon version. She just like said it like it was. You know what I mean? And she was always in the same outfit. She didn't really have to change that often. She was just always telling it like it is. I think that's kind of where I got that whole vibe was from Lizzie, not Hilary Duff, her role, but the cartoon character.
Oh, yeah.
She was in her head. She was just spewing things left and right. She was always cracking a joke. Obviously, there's a theme here, but I just, cartoon Lizzie, she can get it. She
All right.
can get it.
Okay, that'll put you down for that one. My second one for the hear me out trend, and which celebrity I would having terrible thoughts about, is probably going to be Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Would you rather take the cartoon version over the actual person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a woman with glasses and a turtleneck.
My glasses. I can't see without my glasses.
You want to talk about having... I'll take some risk. Are you kidding? That girl's been wanting me to take some risk since I was a little kid. I was like, oh my God. I don't know what it is about a turtleneck and glasses on a woman. Count me in.
I love that she's getting her flowers, Velma, because Daphne always took the spotlight over.
That's
she
so
really
true.
Did.
All right, Velma for me on for Scooby-Doo.
Okay. My next one is not really from a movie, but there's something about the Kool-Aid man coming through that wall that just sends me over the edge. I'm going to put the Kool-Aid man down. I'm upset.
Oh yeah!
I'm obsessed.
It's like,
he's just assertive. He's always there. He's a bull in a china shop just like me. I love him. He's always hydrated.
Constantly busting through drywall. It's like, you know, you could have just used the front door.
Yeah, but he's drama just like me, and I love him. So put me down for the Kool-Aid man.
I'm going to say Meg Griffin from Family Guy. She's another one with glasses, and she's got a filthy side to her. I love Meg from Family Guy.
Oh, there's a lot of glasses here.
I like glasses.
Even the Power Ranger, she wore sunnies at times.
When she was in the library studying.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so
Meg from Family Guy?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't see that for you.
When I was in high school, I'd be attracted to her secretly. She's a nerd.
I see a pattern.
In the
here.
Show, she's always getting her ass kicked and whatnot. But yeah. You know, but she's a good girl.
You're like, good heart, good family.
Good girl.
Yeah, for sure. All right. My next one, and this is kind of weird, but I have the hots for Chicken Little.
Oh, that's odd.
I don't know. I think he's just cute. I think very cute. Very cute.
You talk about total nerd.
Mm-hmm.
But Chicken Little, too, that is a little creepy because Chicken Little's like 4 years old.
Well.
I think.
I don't know.
Okay, I put you down.
Age no number in cartoon world.
All right, it's the Hear Me Out trend on PXY Mornings. This is the trend that you share celebrities or characters that you're attracted to. All right, mine next is Danielle, I think it's Fishel.
Okay.
Topanga from Boy Meets World. Are you kidding?
Not at all.
Every high school boy's dream.
You know what I liked about her was, like, she just didn't look like a typical hot girl from
exotic.
You know what I mean?
She was exotic, but she was also intelligent.
So beautiful.
And she shared a lot of empathy.
She
had a big heart. This is a rumor, but I heard she was hooking up with Mr. Feeny Offset. So who knows?
Oh my
like
God.
I said, it might have been just a rumor, but I like her even more.
Sidebar, Corey's dad can get it.
But
that's not my next one, but he's, I don't know.
Let's go to your last one. Who is, and you finish up the top five.
My last one, which I think I like him so much because he's the OG catfish.
Yeah.
And I hope you get this reference. Wizard Kelly from The Proud Family, because he never showed his face in any episode.
Wizard Kelly.
From the Proud Family.
I'm not familiar.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know who that is.
I hope someone is. Basically, throughout the entire show, whenever they panned to him, he either had a basketball over his head or his face would be cut off. He never showed his face, ever. The writers never showed it. And I like a man with mystery. I do. No. I do.
He's got the same jawline as Drake, so.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put you down for Wizard Kelly. And mine, last but not least, this has been a dream come true if it were to ever take place, but you can put me down for Miss Piggy. I love
you
Miss Piggy.
Dirty dog.
Oh, yeah. Not only is she known for her mood swings, but you gotta give it to Miss Piggy, man. She definitely has borderline personality disorder.
She's seen some things.
She's an alcoholic. She's been in nothing but unstable relationships.
I mean, Kermit.
Yeah, she loves diving into the alcohol abuse. She never wears a condom. She's just filthy, and I admire her.
You're like, I would love to take her for a spin. You know, oh, wow. Miss Piggy. Like,
this has been fun, but on to the grill you go. Let's put this apple in your mouth. She's into that type of thing. You know what I mean?
I'm sure she is.
This was fun. Thank you so much. That's my top five. That's Breezy's top five.
I'm obsessed.
I feel odd. I feel weird.
Yeah,
talking
we shouldn't
this.
Have done it, but we did it anyway, so.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. 98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Scream was performed yesterday on the show. That's the movie we acted out. From 1996, an absolute Halloween classic, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Breezy's going to break down that film for us in her review, but first, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday on Mooster Peas Theater. What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You're making popcorn?
Yes, I am.
I only eat popcorn in the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
Do you like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name, pretty girl.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I want to know who I'm looking at.
I have to go. I don't know you. Stop calling me.
I said don't hang up on me.
Who is this? You're scaring me. I told you I can't talk. I'm making popcorn. Leave me alone.
Cut. It's so dramatic.
I think that was one of my best.
You were definitely out of a scale of 1 to 10. I would definitely give you a 7.5 on that one.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 78%. The breakdown, basically, a year after the murder of her mother, a teenage girl is terrorized by a mass killer who targets her and her friends by using scary movies as part of a deadly game. I'm not going to lie. I thought we crushed that scene.
Definitely crushed.
I mean, you're always running out of the room screaming, even if you're chained
up. Yeah.
Yeah, you're running out.
I was literally sewn ass to mouth last week doing this for Mooster Piece with Human Centipede, and I was still running out.
Still running out.
With somebody sewed to my mouth. So there's that. Not sure how that one worked out, but these things happen.
All right, what are you going to do? Let's get down to the breakdown of Breezy's big movie review for Scream.
Okay, so...
Wait. Did this movie hold up, yes or no?
No, because I think it was perfect for its time. Obviously, massive success, but I will go on to say it must have been one of the first, like, relatable scary movies of its generation, because they made, what, 6 of these? 7?
Yeah. The reason why I hated this movie so much, especially the scene that we acted out, nobody does that anymore. You're just going to have a conversation with somebody that sounds like this on the other end.
She's like, no, I'm making popcorn. What's up with you?
Yeah, like, this is so stupid.
No, yeah, no.
I'm sorry, but this movie did not hold up. All right, let's get to my favorite character in the film.
Who's your favorite character?
Probably the guy that was doing all the killing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. Listen, Drew Barrymore slayed. We know this. She absolutely slayed. I love a young Drew Barrymore. I do.
Was she in it?
She was literally the main character.
That did not look like Drew Barrymore. But yeah, you're right. She was in the Scream.
Character. I thought she was cute. I thought she was good. I thought it was... I think that for what it was at the time, I can see why it was a huge success.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I went and saw it in the theater. It was creepy. It was scary. It was funny.
I think Scream walked so Scary Movie could run. Like, they obviously did it better when Pamela Anderson was in, and then he ripped out the implant of her chest. You know, it's a classic.
Sure.
An absolute classic.
All right, let's get down to your favorite scene in the movie Scream. What was your favorite scene?
Honestly, the opening scene is my favorite scene because it is iconic, and it's so notable and so recognizable. Everybody can know that scene, even if you haven't seen the movie, because it's been redone so many times.
What is it? Tell us what it is.
So she's in the kitchen. She's cooking popcorn on the stove.
It's the scene we acted out.
Yeah. And then basically he somehow gets in the house chasing her around. Then they end up in the yard. There's a struggle. And then somehow, some way, her mom's hanging from the tray.
Now, every movie you've watched for Breezy's Big Movie Review, you've taken something away from the film. It's taught you something. What did you take away from Scream?
I took away
There's no such thing as landlines anymore.
Right. I took away the fact that if you make something, if you believe in something enough, it can go on to make 6 sequels of a pretty awful concept. So
if you got someone willing to throw money at you.
For sure.
There are producers that will take it for 100% sure.
Also, The Mask, I don't know.
Could have
been better.
But I'll tell you what. That following Halloween was one of the biggest Halloween costumes ever produced, was that mask from Scream.
I know.
Let's go to best throwback. Excuse me. Best throwback moment, Breezy.
The whole movie was a throwback, 1996. Landlines, obviously, the cars, the police cars, so old. And I was 2 when this movie came out.
That's right. Yeah, you were born in 94.
So I think just like it was nice for me to see what was going on when I was 2 years old.
Overall, out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you giving Scream from 1996 starring our girl, Drew Barrymore?
I can appreciate the movie. Like I said, Scream walked so Scary Movie could run. So for that sentiment, I'm giving it a 3, a solid 3. It wasn't a great movie, but people had the option to build off of it as they saw fit.
Yeah, a 3 is fine. I would have given it a 3-3, but it's your review, so you go ahead. We're going to do one more Scary Movie for next week right before Halloween.
Okay.
And it's going to be a big one. That's the one Breezy and I were going to act out. It's going to be sound effects. We're going to come in costume. It's going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So can't tell you what it is, but that's next week for Mooster Piece Theater and Breezy's big movie review. All right. What'd you give it?
A 3. I think I just figured out what we're going to be for Halloween.
Shoot.
I can't say it on air. Don't. I want people to be surprised.
Okay, great. Thank you so much
Thank
for that,
you.
Tease.
98PXY, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. The sun is shining. Downtown High Falls, 77 for the high today. We'll take that. People who are extremely cheap, are they tough to be friends with? We actually talked about this yesterday on the show, did we not, Hannah Banana? No, Mike.
No, Mike.
Hannah, jump on that mic real quick because we have a follow-up here. Yesterday on the show, we touched on this briefly because intern Hannah shared with us she's got that one guy in the not even friends, right? He just happens to be in the group. He's an acquaintance.
Really?
But will throw a fit because, example, this year he don't want to spend $15 for a Secret Santa.
And we're supposed to be in a friend group.
Right.
Together, and he said, not worth it. Not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what he's saying in not so many words is your time and your friendship is not worth it.
We're not friends. Yeah. So he won't shell out $10, $15, his parents' money, not his, to do Secret Santa with us.
His really, parents' money. Really lousy good. $15.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've always find it, I find it odd because as you get older, you will notice that your friend circle will get smaller. And in the past, I too have had friends like this where you go out to dinner and they will throw a fit because I had the pad thai with chicken, but they had it with tofu. So they owe $2 less than I do. It's like, you know what? Go kick rocks.
Who cares? It's $2. Then don't go out.
And if there's anybody who hates someone more than that, it's our girl Breezy.
I hate a cheap person. I just feel like if you can't be... just put all the money stuff aside, you're not really a good friend or you don't really care about friendship because it's just so important to you. Like, hey, I actually got a soda and you got 3 drinks. So people who don't think that things come out in the wash kill me. It kills me.
It always comes out in the wash. So last week I had lunch with my buddy Mark. I paid for the bill. He's like, I'll give you cash. But he owed me $10. He's like, I'll Venmo you the tip. I don't care. He never Venmo'd me the tip, but that's beside the point. Like you said, it all comes out in the wash. But I'll tell you what, there are people like out there right now that would be all over Mark's ass for that $10 back.
The Venmo request again, the reminder. It's like, please, give me a break.
God, I know we had a text that came in here. So many people are totally against this. And listen, we're not saying your money is your money. We're just saying when it comes to like trying to get your group of friends together, there are people that want everything split, divided, and paid for. Not a penny more. They want to make sure their share is taken care of. This person says, I'm cheap myself, but I do agree that it's really annoying when one of the boys goes out with you but doesn't want to spend money.
Right.
Why the hell did you come out?
So tough.
Let's go to got some phone calls coming in. PXY, what's your name?
It's Eric. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, about what you guys were talking about.
Yes.
I think the girl on the show is having a hard time understanding that, you know, like money doesn't grow on trees.
Okay. The girl on the show?
Who could you possibly be talking about?
Intern Hannah?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, go ahead. Clearly you're talking about Breezy, but go ahead.
The girl on the show. Right.
I mean, yeah, the girl on the show. I mean, I just can't stand people who think that, you know, someone else's money is their own. It's just, you know, I work hard for my money.
Wait a second. Eric, are you the cheap friend?
I guess I am.
Same, Eric. I also work hard for my money, so thank you so much. I don't understand why you're saying I think that your money is my money or other people's money. That's actually not what I was saying at all.
Okay. Care to enlighten me then? Because that's what I got.
I just think it's hard to make plans with somebody like you because you're constantly pitching pennies and making it a hard time for everybody else. And it's not like our hangs are genuine. You're just worried about how much it's going to cost you. I don't get that.
Mm.
My mother always said, watch the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves.
Okay, that's an interesting, sure, yeah.
Yeah,
thanks,
and as an adult, you should be responsible for your own money.
Well,
you shouldn't have to expect somebody else to pay for everything in your life.
No, it's not really about that. I think what we're talking about, and this was just the discussion yesterday, Eric, is that there are certain friends when you go out with people that make it a big deal, and it's usually the ones who have money that are up in arms about spending an extra 10 or 15 bucks.
Right.
And then when you go to dinner, they got to split. They got to make sure everything is accounted for, not a penny more. Because God forbid you have to pay for their extra soda that they got.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of people they make it really tough to want to be friends with.
Well, it makes it really tough to be friends with those folks that think that they can go out and order $100 worth of stuff and I'll get a salad that's only 10 bucks. And then you expect me to pass split the bill.
No. We're not talking about that, Eric. We're not talking about that. We stated clearly yesterday, maybe you should catch up on the podcast. We stated clearly yesterday, there are instances if I go out with some friends, they are drinking their face off. I had a salad and a soda. Yeah, maybe we should get a separate bill. But if you guys all had three drinks each, an entree, and split an appetizer, you should not, and I repeat, should not be asking for separate checks or for your own check. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Look, I work my ass off, and you want me to just hand you $20 because you asked nicely? Bull.
Oh, Eric.
Don't swear.
Eric, first things first, this is what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
If you're not going to be able to go out with friends leisurely and split a bed.
I'm okay with having fewer friends. That's probably why I don't have a lot of friends.
It tracks. It's always tracking so hard.
That has money doesn't have a lot of friends either. So I'll just work hard for money and I'll stay the hell home.
Wow. Sounds like a blast in a glass.
Would you consider yourself a guy who doesn't have many friends because you've had experiences like this?
I don't because I've had personal experiences like
this.
Yeah, I mean, and I think a lot of people with money feel the same way.
I don't think people want to be friends with you, Eric. No offense, respectfully, of course.
Oh, yes, respectfully.
No offense, respectfully.
Okay. Well, listen, Eric, yesterday on the show, we made the point that people who are extremely cheap tend to be bad friends or tend to be hard to be friends with. Does that make sense?
I tend to agree. I make a really good living, and I'm not going to have friends around with me that will absolutely suck me dry and are big leeches. So I'm pretty sure anyone listening to this station that has money hates friends with someone who's, being friends with somebody that's a leech. Just like I'm pretty sure that people who are cheap make bad friends. We feel the same way about people without the money. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Eric, well said, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Mm. You guys have a great day.
You too, man.
Yeah,
thanks for tuning in.
Let us know how much fun you have with your friends later.
All right.
Mm.
I can't stand that guy.
I'm going to be honest. I thought Eric made some good points. You know what's hilarious?
He talked in riddles and circles.
My buddy Mark just Venmo'd me $10 for that tip.
Yeah. Just nothing like calling out live on the radio to get your money back.
I know. I was just kidding, buddy. I was trying to make a point. You didn't have to send me the Venmo.
Right.
Yeah, thank you so much. let this be a lesson to everybody. Sometimes penny pinchers... They're not it.
I don't want to be friends with you. Sorry.